Today's shiur begins on page Kuf Mem Ches in Perik Yud Aleph, Seif Lamed Beis, in the middle of the halachas of preparing various foods on Shabbos. Today's shiur is sponsored for Refuah Shleima, for Miril Bas Sara Gittel, and for Sara Gittel Bas Miril by members of their family. To sponsor a shiur, please go to www.rabbifishman.com and click on sponsor a shiur or email Rabbi Fishman, RABBIFISHMAN, at gmail.com to find out sponsorship information. Help the shiurim going. We need your sponsorship. Siv Lamed Beis begins. Ein lahaktziv b'Shabbos beya. One should not whip up an egg on Shabbos. Right, you take the raw egg and you whip it up. That's how you make ice cream and other foods. Ubi Yom Tiv, on Yom Tiv it's permitted. Letzerich Hashimish Bei Beyoim, as long as it's for use on Shabbos itself. V'chein Hadin L'gabi Hachonis Katzefet Mishamenes Mesuka. So too as far as preparing whipped cream. On Yom Tiv it's permitted. On Shabbos one should not do so. Siv Lamed Gimel. B'yomtiv, on yomtiv, mutu lo hochin mayonnaise. One can prepare mayonnaise. On yomtiv, right? Mayonnaise is prepared by mixing well an egg together with oil. So on yomtiv, it's permitted to do so bein nozzle u bein samich, whether you're making a thin mayonnaise, which is pourable, or thick. V'afil b'ma'arbil yad, even if you're going to use a hand mixer, which means a kli that's miyuchod, a kli that's meant to be used for mixing. That's not a problem on yomtiv. Aval obviously loy bezes ma'arvel chashmali, but an electronic mixer obviously one cannot use on Yom Tov. V'gam mutu lahafrid l'tzorich ze as hachilmoin min hachilmoin shel abeyaki b'oifin ze einis abiri b'Yom Tov. And when usually making the mayonnaise, you use the egg whites, and you may need to separate the whites from the yolks. You can do so on Yom Tov. There's no isabrera on Yom Tov, so one can do so on Yom Tov without any problem. B'Shabbos, but on Shabbos, also lahochin mayonnaise, samach, one cannot prepare, definitely one cannot prepare a thick mayonnaise on Shabbos, that's going to be losh. V'gam ba'asher l'mayonnaise nozzle, yotiv lasis im yochanes o b'yem, he says even a thin, pourable one, chathchil one should not prepare on Shabbos, one should do it before Yom Tov, like we saw earlier in Paragimel. It's very interesting, because in the Ha'ara, Kuf Mem Aleph, he brings from Shlomo Zalman that he's mashma, that it's aser. So, not sure why here he says it's better not to. In the Ha'ara, it seems that Shlomo Zalman really did not want to permit it being done on Shabbos. I guess he felt there were others who were makelos, so he says it's yotiv. But yes, Shlomo Zalman says one should not do so on Shabbos. We are up to the top of page Kuf Mem Tes, Sif Lamed Dalet. Mutu l'mroyach chemo, one can smear butter, riba, jam, dvash, honey, memrach chocolate, chocolate spread, v'chol memrach acher, al prusas lechem, or any other spread, which is a food on bread. V'ein b'zem shum isse m'mareach. There's no isse of m'mareach, of smearing when doing so. Because his idea is only because he's trying to spread it. The smearing is not for good looks. It's not for any positive thing other than to give taste to the food. And he's smearing it only to get evenness on for eating the food. So too as far as cooked fruit. However, if he's going to try smearing a banana or an avocado, which is whole, right, which wasn't yet crushed up, so that he says, look early in Perek Vav, where we spoke about the Isra of Teichen, that one can't do so because of Teichen. Now, this smearing of margarine, jam, honey, all this on the food is dafka, because you're going to eat it that way. But then he points out in the star, if you look in the small print, but you can take a food item and smear it if you're not intending to eat it. Let's say you want to put margarine on your lips, on dry lips, butter on your dry lips, and one cannot smear that on Shabbos. He continues, if the purpose of smearing this cream or whatever you're putting on cookies is only, or food, is really for its looks, not, you know, in order to eat it tasting better. Like you put cream on a cookie to look nice, right? So then you're doing it for the nicety. That hamachmir lelaskin b'Shabbos tavil of bracha. It's best one should not do so on Shabbos. Siv lamed hey on Yom Tov mutalim royach margarina ukedema al tadnis afia. On Yom Tov one could smear margarine or oils in a baking pan, kadesha ma'afel lo yisarev, so the food doesn't burn, a yidavik betavnis, so it shouldn't stick, right? You want to spray Pam or something like that, right? So you're allowed to take margarine or something like that and smear it on the bottom of a pan to work as, you know, as an agent that the food shouldn't stick to the pan. On Yom Tov, one can do that, not on Shabbos. Siv lamidvav, mutar lahachin me soda al yidei hoisofas chemtson. One could add carbonation to water on Shabbos so that it gets carbonated, like a soda stream, right, on Shabbos. Rafil b'Shabbos. He says, as far as making ginger ale, he says, inyan achanas tmisa soda, or shtiyasa, to drink ginger ale, which some people drink for vertigo and other nauseousness, that on Shabbos, l'shem refuah, we're going to see later in Perek Lamed Daled when we get to refuah. But as far as making seltzer on Shabbos with a soda stream machine, obviously we're talking about a soda stream machine that's non-electrical, like most of them, the manual ones. So he says, he explains in the bottom that all you're doing is, all you're doing is taking two ingredients. You're taking the carbonation, which is in the bottle that's in the machine, and the water, and you're adding two things together, but you're not be'etza making anything new. Right, like right, and if you leave the bottle open for a while without closing it, the carbonation will go out by itself, and that's how carbonation leaves. So he says that's mutter to do on Shabbos. Seif lamed zayin, top of page kuf nun. Divrei Michael shet furim ekshurim bechut. If you have food that's sewn or tied together with a string, goy me'ayim, says like the intestines, oif mulaim, or stuffed chicken. When you come to eat it, you could cut the string with a knife or with, you know, food scissors. But when removing the string from the food on Shabbos, that's also. On Yom Tov, you can pull the string out. On Shabbos, you have to eat the food around the string, because if you pull the string out, that's because the string you don't want. So on Shabbos, you can't do that. On Yom Tov, you're allowed to do Bayer, whichever fashion is easier. So if you want to pull the string out on Yom Tov, you could. But on Shabbos, one has to refrain from pulling that string out. He should eat around it and leave the string over. Siv lamed ches, b'Yom Tov, on Yom Tov, gamut lit for divrei Michael. You could even sew together food. If you're trying to prepare, let's say, stuffed chicken, and you need to hold the top closed. But v'hu sheyei chut chatuch, you have to make sure your string is cut before Yom Tov. You can't cut the strings on Yom Tov. Well, mushchal b'machad, it should be threaded into the needle. Let's say, so it has to be threaded into the needle before Yom Tov. When you finish threading it, so then you could cut off the leftover string. But he says it's better not to cut it properly, but to yisreif as sheiris achut. He says better to use a burning method, which is a shinui, than the regular method of cutting it. Siv lamites. So now we're going to go over to tzviya ba'oichlin, coloring food. It says, ein isa tzviya ba'oichlin, be'etzem, there's no prohibition of coloring food on Shabbos, as long as kol oid lo yischavein l'tzviyas ha'machol, el rak l'tikun o'yishipur tamet. As long as the purpose of adding this color is not because you for looks, it's not because you want the colored drink or the colored food, but this color that you're adding is the item that's giving it taste. It happens to be, it's a different color. It says, therefore, you're allowed to put tea scents, or yayin edaim, or red wine, or mitzpetel, you know, the fruit punch stuff they have. You can put that be'etzim into water. It says, but one should not do it, one should try not to do it, if the purpose that he's doing it, he's adding an edible thing and they're going to eat it that way. But the real purpose why he's doing it is when he puts out whatever on the table, that it should look nice from the color. If that's why you're doing it, we should refrain from doing so. He says, "Val achas kam v'kama." He says, "Most definitely, she'asalite chaymet tzeveya b'davar nechal kasha enkol kavana l'erch lekim liafaseh." He says, "You can't add food coloring, let's say, to water that you don't plan on drinking." Let's say you have some nice vase and you have guests coming. You want the water inside it to have a certain color. You're not allowed to color that on Shabbos just for the sake of coloring it. He says, "V'gamen also kol kavanasi rakatik and atam l'shipurei." He says, even when you're putting in tea scents, or you're putting in petel, or you're putting in wine, even though we said m'ikra adin, it's mutter to pour it into the water, even though you're coloring the water. He says, "Toiv l'chatchila." It's best, preferable l'hachnes tchil l'koyz l'chayim atzaveh. The best is to put in the colored item first, like the tea scents or the wine. And then pour the water into it. Because now you're not taking water and coloring it. You have tea scents, you want to add water to it. You're diluting the tea scents then, right? So, you know, he says that's better because you're not coloring the actual water. The bottom of page Kuf Nun. There's no iser to add something that gives smell to food. If it's going to enhance the food, if it's going to make it taste better, and therefore, you can add any spices to a food on Shabbos or Yom Tov. You don't have to worry about that you're giving something, you're being moiled reyach, giving something a new smell. Top of page Kuf Nun Aleph, Siv Mem Aleph. Ein lekafel ma'piyos niyor betzura miyuchedes. One should not fold, do what's called origami, you know, one should not fold paper napkins on Shabbos, kederech shergil lasis lekavod archim, in a nice, fancy, special shape, so that, you know, it looks nice for guests. Avamut lekafel kibur ragel. You know, regular fold half for something that's can't consider a standard fold to put under the forks that you could do, but it's a nice, fancy type of folding that's meant, you know, for the looks. One should not do on Shabbos. He says, but mapet ba, and he says, and a cloth napkin, shekipul and niftach, that you know, that you already folded before Shabbos, you have to be careful not to lachzav el kafla b'Shabbos, not to re-fold them up on Shabbos. Si'if membeiz, mutter lahatz mitzlachas tinnik l'shulchan ayde vakum, which means you could take, let's say you have a child's plate, young children's plate that have like a suction underneath. So to make sure that they don't spill it, so they don't flip over their food. So some of these children's plates come with like suctions on the bottom. And you want to attach it to the table, so the kid can't flip the plate. That's mutter to do. As far as heating food for children, we saw already earlier. But yes, it's not. There's no iser of tfira to attach a child's food, a child's plate to the table with a suction on Shabbos. Sif mem gimel ein lachases ugav im mechases she'enoy miyud lachkisu ugais. If you have a cake or cookies that, you know, that you have a proper cover, that you could put on top. But let's say you want to take a different box cover and put it on top of a cake to be careful that nothing could happen to it. He says, if miyuvatze chalal tefach bein mechase l'tzad elyon shel ugav. If there's more than a tefach of space between the top of the cake and the box, one should not do so on Shabbos because you're making an oil to protect. And so too, if you have an oil over it, v'chein ein lahosim mechase kishezem in ha'uga, mekivin shebezeh yistar oil bezeh. He says, so one should be careful if they have a cake or something like that in a box that's not really meant for a cake, that one should not, that should make sure there's not more than a tefach between the top of the cake and the box top. Avim ein chalal tefach bein mechase l'tzad ha'olim shel ha'uga mutar l'nichos yir. But if there's less than a tefach, there's no problem. However, this is dafka on a type of backstop that is not normally used over a cake. But let's say you have a cake platter that comes with those covers, you know, those that meant for cakes, the cake top covers, whatever they call them. But if it's a top that comes together part of the plate that the cake is sitting on, that mutter lahanicha v'afasir that you could put on and take off, b'chol oifin, even af im yesh chalal tevach min mechasel tzad elyon shel uga, Because Reb Shlomo Zalman says that's just like putting a pot cover on a pot, which is mutter. Says this too is mutter. If this is miuchet for this, this is its purpose, that's how it's used. We don't see it as an oil. Let's finish the perek. If mem dalet, mutter lives like afka sukkah gabi ugo gdema. One could sprinkle like confectionery sugar on top of a cake or cookies to make it look nice. Kamu mishtam zel tzerechzem sanenes. Says even if you're using, you know, one of those things you use for sprinkling, not just your hands, whatever they call those things that have holes in it, that you put it on it, then use it to sprinkle. You know, one may do so, one may use that without a problem. Today's shiur is sponsored for Shlomo for Miril Bas Sargitl and Sargitl Bas Miril by her mishpocha. We need additional sponsorships to keep the shiur coming, so please go to www.rabbifishman.com and click on sponsor a shiur. Email Rabbi Fishman, rabbifishman@gmail.com for sponsorship details. Thank you.